This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Littleton's Lockheed Martin Space Systems is producing several Orion spacecraft for NASA's Artemis program. The program's next mission will put astronauts into lunar orbit. Future crews will land on the moon. Lockheed engineer Mark Baldwin said Artemis is more ambitious than the Apollo program.
We intend to go to the moon this time and stay. And not just to colonize the moon, but to learn how to live and to continue to push beyond, because the goal is eventually to get to Mars.
Lockheed's first Orion spacecraft recently returned from space after completing its crewless mission. The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, which ended the Mexican-American War, is going on view in Denver. The treaty moved the U.S.-Mexican boundary south from the Arkansas River to the Rio Grande, forever changing the lives of everyone who lived in the region. History Colorado will display the agreement in its Borderlands of Southern Colorado exhibit from February 3rd through May 23rd. A radio station serving Ethiopian and other immigrant communities has a new program hosted by a 13-year-old boy. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
Aurora-based radio station KETO's show is called Digital Divide. One host will be the radio station owner's 13-year-old son, Jonathan Andale. Besides connecting young people who became isolated due to the pandemic, he says there will also be music.
And maybe even some Tigrinya artists from Ethiopia, and then some Amara artists from Ethiopia also.
The show is set to begin airing on 93.9 FM. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.